Hello, voters. I'm Cherokee McAnally, head of entertainment at Tumblr, who logged on 11 years ago and has yet to log off.
Wow. And I'm Lauren Chippin, professional writer who is on Team Snail. In the bug race, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is Dashboard Diaries, a podcast for you, the folks who are in this internet bunker with us. We talk about what's going on our favorite hell site, get into what we like to call Tumblr, do fandom deep dives, and share the times when we've gone feral over a new ship. So, Lauren, how has your week on Tumblr been? Anything new and exciting happening on your dashboard?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm seeing a lot of polls.
Yes.
Which I know that we were going to talk about in depth today. But yeah, I'm seeing a lot of polls. I personally do not have polls yet, so I haven't made any polls yet.
Okay.
But I'm excited to get into it. But that also might be because I haven't updated anything on my phone or computer in a while. And yeah, what else have I seen on Tumblr this week? I've been seeing a lot of Last of Us, of course, because episode 2 came out yesterday as of this recording. And obviously, you know, the pilot episode, which was blissfully an hour and a half long, had a lot of Pedro Pascal as the ultimate dad passing my dash, and then also a lot of Willow. I've been diving into the Willow tag because I just finished that show as well on Disney+. So yeah, it's been a good week on Tumblr. What about you?
Fantastic. I mean, honestly, we must have a very similar dashboard experience, at least in the last week, because it was all polls and all Last of Us, both in my dashboard and in my For You, like, recommended page, probably because those were like the main things that I was also looking into. Yeah. And seeing a lot of like Last of Us gift sets and photo sets that are comparing frames from the game to frames from the show. And after finishing last night's episode, I kind of stared into space for like 5 minutes being like, wow, I'm so sad that's over. What could I do to get more of this? And then I realized, should I start playing the game? So
are you going to do
it? I don't know. I would have to, like, I have no gaming equipment whatsoever. Like, I have nothing. So it would have to be like, okay, this is a thing I'm going to start doing. But I was like sitting there and I was like, it's, you know, I'm getting increasingly more convinced, because I did, like, I was watching it and I was like, ooh, I want to like explore these buildings. Like, they're like, look at this cool city they've built. And I was like, you could.
I have to say, I mean, I cannot recommend it enough. I cannot recommend getting a PlayStation enough. I know everybody's got their console loyalty and stuff, and I've been a PlayStation gal since I was a kid. But PlayStation has, yeah, Last of Us as an exclusive thing. It's got Spider-Man as an exclusive thing. It's got God of War. So it's great console. It's worth getting. PS4s are probably a pretty good price right now, because PS5 is like finally available to like the great
public. I have heard about that discourse, even though I'm separated from the gaming community.
Yes. It is really, really worth it. Although also you could genuinely like watch a playthrough of Last of Us on YouTube probably. Because it is a lot of cutscenes. It is like a straight through.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that, but I do recommend playing it. And I also will say, like, it is, even watching the episode last night, I was like, it is bonkers how good these sets are. Like, me and my partner were commenting last night. We were like, we see how this is HBO's most expensive show they've ever made. Because the sets are just like
unbelievable.
They look just like the video game, but like better. It's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah. Like, the attention to detail and the way, like, oh my gosh. Also, especially when it comes to the like fungus and the way that it like grows and like is ever, oh my god, it's so I found myself that laughed after last episode, after staring in space for a little bit. I was obviously googled like Last of Us fungus could happen real.
It's so funny, my partner was doing the same thing last night. I mean, cordyceps is like a real thing that does create these like zombie ants. Without getting too spoilery, there was a discussion at the beginning of the episode last night around like a vaccine and stuff, which obviously, you know, all of us living in the time that we do have a lot of, you know, knowledge about how fast you can make those and how complicated they are and all of that kind of stuff. And my partner did look up that like there are certain sort of mushroom, like poisonous mushrooms that like, you can't do anything about. Like, if you eat one, like, you're just gonna die.
Fungus
and like
is,
there's nothing you can
wild.
do. Fungus is a whole other thing.
A whole other, whole other universe, truly.
Speaking of like creepy TV shows, did you watch any Supernatural this week?
Did I ever, Lauren? I actually watched two episodes because I have no self-control. Whoa. I know. The first episode I watched ended on a cliffhanger. What was I going to do, you know? Okay, so the episodes I watched this week were season one, episodes 10 and 11. Episode 10 was called Asylum. The kind of TLDR of this episode is that there was a haunted asylum and, you know, there were hauntings afoot.
Classic.
As hauntings do. People were going into the asylum. They weren't coming out. That obviously posed a problem for the town. Sam and Dean swung on by, you know, popped into the asylum. There was a really good scene where, like, there's some teenagers who had gone into the asylum. Like, the guy, you know, had brought this girl on a date to the asylum, you know, obviously super romantic and sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, was in the room now with, like, a demon. And Dean or Sam, again, not that, and I now can tell them apart, I'm pretty sure, but now I just can't remember who was outside the door, was like, just look straight at it and that'll be fine. I was like, wow, facing your fears. All right, beautiful metaphors here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's, so I'm pausing here because I'm pondering, I'm pondering if I should share the way that I'm remembering Sam and Dean in my head.
Well, share it with me and then you can determine if you want it to be in the podcast.
So Sam is S for sad boy and Dean is D for daddy is kind of the way that I've been.
I was about to say, like, sad boy definitely describes both of them, but I see what you did there. Yeah, okay. Honestly, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
It works for me so far. And, you know,
however you can make it happen.
There's going to be a father introduced. And I also know, like, aesthetically and vibe-wise, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is also a daddy. And so we're going to cross that bridge when we come to it, which is essentially this week. Which brings me back to this week's episode, season one, episode 10, Asylum. So essentially, yeah. Monster of the week is various haunters in the asylum. Asylum ghosts, both patients and staff. But the main ghostie was the guy running the asylum, who was doing some very not okay things in the asylum. So, you know what? I can't blame the other ghosties. And you know what? The other haunting patient ghosties, they weren't trying to hurt anyone. They were just trying to get the truth out there, which I respect. So only one bad ghostie this week. And then, okay, I also have now added a section called impact on the overall plot that I just kind of like, because I feel
love it. We're getting into the mythos now.
So first off, the first thing, like, the dad communicated with them and, like, sent them this job, right? Dad, not Daddy Dean, Daddy Jeff. And so I wrote that.
Whose middle name is Dean?
Yeah, I know.
Just to make it really confusing.
No, you're so right. Okay, we're going to have to I'll have to retool that for pretty much every other episode, but, you know, it's helping for now. Oh my gosh, you're so right. First off, I was like, will the dad be there, which you thought he would be. They thought he would be, but obviously he wasn't. But then also Sam gets possessed. And I'm wondering, is he more susceptible to this classic kind Sam. Of thing? Than so you said classic Sam. Is that classic Sam? Is he more susceptible to a possession than so? And it will this impact the overall plot forward? Who knows? I think it might.
Who knows?
And then the next episode, season one, episode 11, Scarecrow. And the TLDR of this is the first week of April every year, a couple goes missing. And, you know, there's a mysterious apple orchard and some very scary looking scarecrows. And Sam and Dean split up in this one because dad calls. Daddy Jeff, he's in California. He tells him not to go. Sam goes. He's like, no, I'm going to go to dad, even though dad told me not to. Dean's like, dad told us not to. I'm going to do what dad told us to do. So they go their separate ways.
Classic Dean.
Classic Dean, classic Sam. And Sam meets a hitchhiker, a young girl. He's also hitchhiking. She seems nefarious vibe-wise, right off the bat, I think. But he seemed to trust her. Obviously, no spoilers, but spoilers. She wasn't trustworthy. She, like, cut his throat in the end and, like, you know, like, put his blood in a goblet, which is not something that you do with, like, a co-hitchhiker.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, honestly, the audacity. And she calls someone and she's like, you know, I've got him. What do you want me to do? And then she's like, what? You want me to let him go? And then that's how the episode ends. So anyway, I hit pause. I'm ready. I'm probably going to go right back in once we're done recording this, Lauren. There's some mystery.
Things are afoot.
Mysteries are afoot. And I have a feeling they're all going to kind of come together in some way. I don't know. Just an assumption here. So,
I have some guesses. I don't remember that episode at all, but I have some guesses around what that hitchhiker might be about.
And then also I wrote this in all caps without context, but I do recall there's like, Dean is on the phone with Sam and he says, I'm proud of you, Sammy. And I wrote just, I'm proud of you, Sammy, in all caps. Cause that was really cute.
That's really sweet.
It's so sweet
when they support each other. I love that.
I love some support. I love some tenderness. It was great. So, I give both of these episodes, you know, 5 out of 5 sleep paralysis demons, which, you know, I could have even made a poll about, which brings us to polls. We're excited about them.
Tumblr has a new feature.
And, you know, it's sweeping the dashboard. Polls. You can participate in a poll now. Tumblr users are having a lot of fun with it. And yeah, I just wanted to ask you, Lauren, first off, you said that you do not yet have the polls feature. So what has your polls experience been? Have you been participating? Have you been sharing? Have you been like making a list of polls you will one day make?
I've definitely been thinking about it, although like I haven't had like the brainwave yet of like the perfect poll, you know? Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate that. I mean, my first encounter with polls as a feature was a classic Tumblr move, which is to take this feature that a lot of people have been hoping Tumblr would introduce for a long time. And Tumblr took this, you know, big feature introduction and turned it into a bug race. And so that was my first introduction to the polls, was this poll of a worm versus a snail versus a caterpillar. And it was a race to see who would win the amount of percentage. And it was a caterpillar victory.
Wow. Caterpillar coming in strong. I wonder if that's its ability to eventually fly. If that was factored in there, you know, we don't know.
Maybe. Or the fact that it was against a worm and a snail.
Okay. See.
And has legs, whereas those do not.
But haven't we heard the tale of the hare and the tortoise?
That's true. This is why I'm team snail.
Folks. Hare and tortoise poll. It's got to be somewhere.
Yeah. There are emojis for that. I've been seeing a lot of emoji polls.
Which are so much fun. I saw a post that essentially said, you know, Tumblr users have spent the last few years trying to convince the rest of the internet that we're not a hive mind. And then Tumblr drops polls and Tumblr users immediately prove that we are, in fact, a hive mind.
Absolutely. <Yep. laughs> In terms of the sort of behind the scenes, when did you first become aware of polls being a feature that was going to be introduced soon? And also, what was the expectation from Tumblr's side? Has Tumblr behaved sort of exactly as you expected in terms of the bug race?
So Tumblr behaved exactly as we expected, or not exactly as we, but amazing. Like in like the kind of, not ex- I don't want to say exactly as we expected, because you never know, but we did anticipate a lot of like fun and like being kind of ridiculous with it, which was kind of our goal and kind of the way, I don't know if y'all have noticed, that we've really been skewing recently in terms of like crabs and horse blinko and other stuff. Just because, we're just here to have fun. We hope everyone's having fun with us. This is a little secret I want to let you all in on. So polls have been a feature that have been a long, long time coming. So it's really exciting to finally have polls out. You know, we have so many things we want to do about them and like things that we've been waiting to be able to do. We're excited they're finally here, and we're here to participate in the bug race that is the internet.
Have you noticed any like trends with polls so far? I've noticed a lot of Taylor Swift polls. That's been something both like serious and jokey. Has there been anything else like that that you've noticed in terms of like what, like emojis, Taylor Swift, yeah, what else are people
so
doing?
So I have noticed a lot of polls that are like finish this sentence polls, often with song lyrics that cross over. So it'll say like, wake me up before you go or before September ends, you know, like things like that.
I love that.
You know, having a lot of fun with like that kind of immediate reaction to the polls. And then also I've seen a lot of like, how do you do X? How do you start your emails? Like, you know, what's your bedtime? Like those kinds of things, but like not serious, but some not so serious. And then just, yeah, a lot of like cross fandom polls where it's like,
yeah,
the best
I've been
X
seeing a little bit of that too.
And then like listing like a whole bunch of characters from a whole bunch of different ones, which I think brings us perfectly to the fact that we each brought a couple polls in that we wanted to discuss today, I think.
Yes.
So what polls have you been kind of really vibing with, and which ones did you bring today to talk about?
So one of the other trends that I've noticed that I thought was really fun is like people trying to get the polls to a certain percentage for each choice. You know, it's like people trying to get exactly 50-50. I saw one that was trying to get exactly to 69. And it's like a very interesting, it's a very interesting, like, I don't know, like, it, like display of groupthink and trying to predict what other people will choose and then trying to choose the appropriate option to sort of make the thing happen. So like one I found was try to make all of these options equal in percentage, and it's just numbers 1 through 10. And so I voted for number 1 because I was like, I bet most people are not going to vote for 1 or for 10. And what's interesting is that the most number of votes is for 7, which has 17%, and then 10 has 14%, but 1 only has 7%. So like that was like a very, you know, kind of interesting one. And then I brought a couple that I haven't answered yet because they have 6 days left in the polling that I thought we could vote together.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that, I assume. But my other favorite one that just like the title of the poll was just Ancient Mystery.
Beautiful.
And then there's a bunch of different options that are incomprehensible at first glance. For instance, the first option is ring ding 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 ring ding ding. The second one is wa pa 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 pow. And I was reading through these and I was like, this is what does the fox say?
Oh my God.
It's all the choices for what does the fox say, including will we ever know? And I voted for, I actually don't even know that I can pronounce it, the joff, 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 joff. But we'll obviously reblog all these polls. They will be complete by the time that this episode comes out, because this one only has like 2 hours left. And currently, Will We Ever Know is pulling ahead in that one. So I guess most people did not have a strong feeling about what kind of noise a fox makes. If you are too young to remember this song, I feel like, I don't know if Gen Z would know this song, but it was a viral parody song from, I want to say, 2017, 2016?
It was actually
earlier.
I think it was like 2013.
Oh my God, it was 2013. Oh my God, it was 10 years ago.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
nuts. Oh, I mean, and if you haven't, we'll post this music video as well. Because if you haven't seen this and if you haven't watched the other videos from this band,
oh my gosh,
Elvis, it was like a real moment.
Massachusetts,
and like,
another classic, the 13th biggest state.
Oh, Stonehenge, another classic. It's good stuff. So how about you, Cherokee? What are some polls that you participated in that you thought were fun?
So one poll that I participated in where the results and also like my answer kind of like surprised me, wore my heart. I don't know what it is, but it was, how many years have you consecutively been on Tumblr? I like that someone, they put consecutively in all caps. You really, yeah.
You can't leave and come back.
Doesn't count. You have your timer resets. But the options started with like less than 1 year, then 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and so on, all the way to over 10 years. And there was no beyond that option. And so obviously mine, you know, over 10 years, yours as well.
Over 10 years.
And yeah, the results, 36% of people participating in this poll, which is over 136,000 votes, were over 10 years. And so
Oh my God, that's so much bigger than I expected.
Oh, I love it. We really all have been sitting around this campfire for 10 years.
And so, I mean, like, no wonder we've created, like, developed a hive mind here. We've all been, like, hanging out in each other's brains.
Seriously. Oh, I love
that. And then, like,
that.
The next, it, like, literally goes down from there, like, 18%, 9 to 10 years, 14%, 7 to 8, 8%, 5 to 6. So it really is, you know, yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
It kind of goes consecutively down from there as well. So that poll, I just was both shocked at how long I've been here and loved that, you know, we've all been in this together for so long.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I so that was wonderful. And then, yeah, I know that we both brought a couple of polls that we hadn't yet participated in.
All right, Cherokee, hit me with your first poll.
Okay. So the first poll that I've selected is from user Anna Mentality. Excellent play on words there with that username, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And the poll is titled How to Start Emails. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the options aloud for everyone so you can really ponder your answer here. And by the way, folks, this poll ends as we're recording this in 6 days and 21 hours. So I think after the episode premieres, you'll have another day or two to vote in this poll and really, you know, have your voice be heard. How to start your emails. Here are your options. Your pride shall be your downfall. You'd better hope this email finds you before I do.
A classic.
We live in capitalism. Its power seems inescapable, but then so did the divine.
Good point.
Right of kings. Where will you run, little rabbit, when the wolves come? I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Ooh ah. And then finally, they're watching us. Be careful.
a really tough choice. These are some really strong openers.
All winners. You know, I would have to say I have sent an email with at least, you know, every single one of these at some point in my career.
Oh, of course.
I mean
it's standard business practice.
You've gotten there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's, you know, a lot to unpack with all of these. So I'm thinking, so we'll take a gander at these. We'll first off say what our votes are and then what we think the winning vote will be currently as it stands at the moment where during recording, and then we'll see,
like
we'll see where we are. And then, you know, it could change. It could change because it of your change. Votes. Democracy is beautiful.
Okay. It is sacred.
All right, Lauren. So which one to start off would you select?
I mean, I love the simplicity and the subversion of you'd better hope this email finds you before I do. I think that that's strong. I also do think that that is the one that's going to win.
Or
that will be currently winning. So yeah, I think I'm gonna go with that. What about you?
You know, it's so hard because they are also excellent. To be honest, what really stood out to me the moment I saw this poll was I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Ooh ah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So I do agree with you, Lauren, that the you'd better hope this email finds you before I do will be the winner here currently.
All right, should we vote? See where things stand?
All right, do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep.
You'd better hope this email finds you before I do it. 42%.
Strong lead there at 42%. And then coming in at a not very close second are both the capitalism one and also they're watching us be careful, which honestly ties really well into the capitalism one, if we're
very
being
true.
Honest there.
It's very true. Yeah.
All right. So fun little poll. I really enjoyed that. Let's, you know, please participate. We'll reblog it to dashboarddiaries.tumblr.com. You'll have about a day or two following the premiere of this podcast to listen. And if not, you know, think of your fave and then go take check, you know, to see if it won.
And I think, Cherokee, we should move along to my first poll.
Just
noticed it's from the same Tumblr user.
Anna Mentality.
Anna Mentality, you're giving us
it.
The good poll.
Yes. Okay.
And I love that we both picked a poll from this Tumblr user, but not the same poll.
I actually love that.
All right. So this is I think, a poll that you and I are going to have a lot of opinions on and that I think I'm curious to see what other Tumblr users who maybe are a little bit younger will have an opinion on. So the poll is songs that had you screaming in the car in 2008. And be honest, because this is anonymous. So the choices are Complicated by Avril Lavigne, Gives You Hell by The All-American Rejects, Toxic by Britney Spears, Umbrella by Rihanna, Don't Trust Me by 303, Crank That Soulja Boy by Soulja Boy, Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston, Just Dance by Lady Gaga, Paparazzi by Lady Gaga, You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift. And I'm very intrigued because some of these songs are not from 2008, like Complicated and Toxic. But I think, yeah, it would still probably be screamed in the car.
Hold power. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this is just a playlist that I would absolutely blast in its entirety in this car.
Solid selection of songs.
Fantastic selection. So yeah, what are your choices there, Lauren? What would your answer be? And what do you think the winner is going to be? This is harder than that bracket episode, honestly.
Seriously. Well, and there's 6 days and 17 hours left on this poll, and there's only 502 votes so far. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this progresses in the next almost week. I think I'm going to be honest, even though this is no longer anonymous, I don't have the anonymity of the Tumblr poll because I'm talking about it on a podcast. It would have been Don't Trust Me by 303. That song had a moment in my heart. It still has a place in my heart.
Classic song. I can hear it right now in the background, you know?
You know, your boyfriend's got beef, but I ain't fucking scared of him because I'm a vegetarian or whatever it is. I think I flipped those lyrics, but it's a strong line.
Oh my gosh.
I think Paparazzi is going to win, but I'm curious to hear your perspective on both what you would choose and what you think is going to win.
Okay, so I'm having a lot of trouble choosing between Complicated and Gives You Hell.
Two strong contenders.
Really two strong contenders, two of which I screamed a lot. and, you know, Complicated, which I sang most recently in karaoke.
So incredible.
So honestly, I think I'm going to have to go with, you know, Complicated for the fact that, you know, I started singing it and then clearly never stopped. And then I think I'm kind of leaning towards, oh gosh, this is hard. I think I'm going to vote Toxic as what I think will be the current front runner.
Yeah, that's Toxic is always a strong choice.
Right? Oh gosh, yeah. Great song. All right,
here we go.
Ooh, and it is tight with multiple ties.
Yeah. Interesting. No love for Soulja Boy or Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston.
Ouch.
2 and 3%.
But yeah, ties between Complicated, Gives You Hell, and You Belong With Me all at 14%. Wow.
Taylor Swift was sort of my second of like, that's usually a pretty reliable bet.
Yeah.
But that is interesting. So yeah, please go vote in this poll. We will reblog it. Because we clearly need a, you know, larger sampling of people 100%. To really determine what was being screamed in cars most in 2008.
Yeah. Let your screams be heard.
All right, Cherokee, do you have another poll for me?
I absolutely do, Lauren. It is one that I think you really will have a lot of fun with. I picked it with you in mind. It is the greatest himbo of all time poll.
Oh my goodness, incredible.
By the way, this is user Just Another Spec. Hi, Just Another Spec. And the prompt is just the himbo of all time.
Himbo of all time.
You know, short and sweet to the point. We know what it means.
Yeah.
So our options here are, and this is a very if you know, you know situation because there are no titles. It's just himbos.
Yeah. There is one person here that I do not know who they are.
Yeah.
So I'm curious.
Yeah. So first one is Fred Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is, Lauren?
It's Fred from Scooby-Doo, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't know his last name.
I think so.
I thought he was Frank Dew, to be honest.
All of Scooby-Doo's companions are last name Dew.
That's amazing.
Daphne Dew and Shaggy Dew are actually very good names.
Right. So our second option here is Kronk. We know him. We love him.
Oh, yeah.
The Emperor's New Groove. Mm-hmm. The next one is Jason Mendoza.
Mm,
oh my gosh,
classic.
A Good Place, of course.
Yes.
You know, love that. And then Thor, you know, mm-hmm. we know him, we love him. Goku, another great choice. Troy Barnes.
Classic. Mm-hmm,
classic. Hercules, we love him.
Also
yep.
Classic.
Classic. Very, very classic. Greek?
Yes.
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 Mitch Down. Don't know.
No idea who that is.
I'm, great, we're looking it up. I'm just going to give Mitch Down a quick Google here. We're going to find out in this moment. He is Paranorman.
Paranorman? Oh, okay. Yeah. Paranorman. That's a movie.
Mitch Down is from Paranorman. And great. He is high up on this person's himbo list, you know? Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch. And then Joey Tribbiani. And then some other himbo. And I will, as the final option. And I just want to say, I really respect this himbo list for being really kind of chaotic. Honestly.
It's a diverse array of himbos.
This isn't your average, you know, run of the mill himbo list. And that's what I really liked about it. Felt a little unique, a little avant-garde, if you will.
Yeah. So who is your top himbo, and who do you think Tumblr's top himbo will be?
My top himbo is Kronk, forever and always. Gosh, I kind of think Goku might be a top contender there.
Goku can be a sleeper hit, I think.
Yeah, but like, but then we also have like Thor, which is, I mean, yeah. Okay, you know what? I think I'm going to have to say Thor, final answer, because that is the most mainstream. But as this isn't a super mainstream poll, could be wrong.
Yeah,
could
be wrong. Hard to say.
Okay, so what about you, Lauren? Which himbo would you pick, and who do you think is going to win?
I was torn between Kronk, Jason Mendoza, and Joey Tribbiani, because I think that they have the thing that, to me, a himbo truly needs, which is, mm-hmm. like, a real sweetness to them. Like, there's a real, like, kind, gentle quality to all of them, yeah. that I think is lovely. I think I'm going to have to go with Jason Mendoza. I love him. I love him so much. I do think Kronk is going to be the winner. I think that Kronk is going to be the number one Tumblr himbo.
You know what? I could totally see that. He hits a lot of, hits a lot of nostalgia boxes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
And this one has 2,500 votes. So
yeah. And it ends in 5 days, which means if you're listening to this podcast the day it comes out, you have a little bit of time.
Maybe, yeah. Let your blog this the day before just to get some.
Yeah. Good call, Lauren. Let your himbo voice be heard. We want, exactly. you know, we want you all to participate. All right.
Let's vote.
Let's do this. Whoa.
Wow. Oh, dang.
Wow. You know what?
I mean.
You were right.
Kronk with just an enormous lead at 44%.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, let's see how this plays out in 5 days and 22 hours as of this recording. But Kronk is really, he's in the lead.
With Fred Jones at a slow second with 15%, yeah. and then Jason Mendoza with 9%. Apparently, we are not the only people who have no idea who Mitch Down is, yeah. because Mitch is at 0%. Sorry, Mitch.
Yeah. I'm sure you're a lovely himbo. I'm sure you're great. And Lauren, what is the second poll that you have brought to show and tell today?
Yeah, so this second poll, I think, kind of actually in some ways builds on the himbo thing, which it's from a Frog Butch. And the poll is, while they're not here, what should we do with our boyfriend? Eyes emoji. So I liked this because it is an extension of a trend I've been noticing on Tumblr. This poll ends in like 19 hours, so we'll just reblog it right now, basically. But of this, there's been this post type that's been going around on Tumblr where people are riffing of like, I should have brought an example, but like, your boyfriend glitched out. Yeah, no, sorry. He's in the ether now. Like, just, it's stuff like that. And so this is a bunch of different choices of what you can do to the boyfriend just as a concept. So you can marinate and fry him, mm-hmm. drop him down the plug hole, fluff him in the rice cooker, let a gentle breeze carry him away, grind him in a mortar and pestle to release his fragrance, keep him safe, and feed him soups. Wow. Yeah, I can't. I wish I could explain this more than I just very badly explained it, but I'm not sure I can.
No, I think that is perfect. I think that was a perfect explanation. There's some hard choices. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, what do you want to do with this boyfriend, and what do you think Tumblr users are going to want to do with this boyfriend?
You know, I personally, you know, and it's hard because. Like I'm a nice gal. I think I would want to keep him safe and feed him soups. Generally, I think that's where I'd go. What I'd go with, and you know, I think, you know, I'm kind of thinking that Tumblr users might want to do the same, but you know, I'm also wondering if they want to grind him in a mortar and pestle to release his fragrance. You know, it really could be one or the other or both. You know, if they had two boyfriends, they could do the first thing, the first mortar and pestle thing, and then, you know, include that in the soup. So we don't really know where we're
going.
That's true. Yeah. Could be like Hannibal Lecter kind of situation. So yeah. Could go, you know, very Tumblr. Anyway, what about you, Lauren? What are your thoughts here?
Well, it's funny. I just realized, like, I've been thinking about, like, the way that Tumblr's been sort of, like, doing this particular type of post. In my head, it's all the same boyfriend. It's just, like, the platonic ideal boyfriend. Just sort of this, like, blank.
Oh, I see.
Just,
okay.
Like, it's just, you know, this is what you're doing to, like, the concept of the boyfriend. The royal boyfriend, exactly. I agree. I think that Tumblr's going to grind him in a mortar and pestle to release his fragrance. I think that's what's going to happen. I want to fluff him in the rice cooker.
Okay, I like that.
So this only has 115 votes. Yeah. Let's see where we stand.
It's very niche. I also just like, I think vibe-wise, Tumblr really is like, you know, like the witch in the cabin in the middle of the forest with the mortar and pestle and like, you know, cauldron over the fire, and the cauldron is like shit posts. You know,
absolutely.
That's my vision of Tumblr in my head. Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
An interesting sort of almost tie here.
Yeah. We've got keep him safe and feed him soups at 27%. So glad, you know, Tumblr really went in the direction I thought. But yeah, as Lauren said, tie almost 25% did want to grind him in a mortar and pestle and to release his fragrance, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. No one wanted to drop him down the plug hole.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, that's kind
of nice. That's a waste of the royal boyfriend.
Yeah, all the other royal boyfriend uses are, they're useful. There's something going on. Yeah. The gentle breeze might be going somewhere beautiful. You know, we never know.
Yeah.
Well, I loved this poll. I thought that was a lot of fun. Thanks for sharing that with me, Lauren.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Thank you, Frog Butch. User of Frog Butch for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Frog Butch. I have also, by the way, really liked, and I realized I didn't mention this earlier, the way that users have been using polls in a like choose your own adventure kind of way.
Yeah.
For writing and for fic, or they'll draw a character and say like, what's his name or what's going to happen next. So Tumblr. I can't wait see how that'll evolve once polls are, you know, released upon everyone. Much like, you know, like I'm just like imagining like a magician with doves. You know,
yes, absolutely. definitely that vibe.
Yeah, but the magician is Job from Arrested Development. So we've been taking down a stroll down the dashboard for the past week or so with polls, and now let's take a little walk down memory lane with our dashboard confessional. Lauren, what post from the days of Lauren's blog the days of Lauren's blog of yore, one of those posts have you brought for us today?
Brought a post. Well, I brought two posts. The first one is very short, just from 2018. It's just a screenshot of, I think, probably a clickhole headline. That is just, you need to learn to relax or the stress will fucking kill you before the thing that is supposed to kill you gets the chance. And there's just a real January mood for me right now, so I'll reblog that.
Yep.
And then the main one, though, this week for me is from 2017. I reblogged on January 23rd, which is the day that we were recording this. And it's Fandom Gothic. And I brought this for a couple reasons. I'm not going to read the whole post because it's fairly long. But there used to be this trend that I don't see as much on Tumblr anymore, of something something gothic, right? So it would be like fanfic gothic, like kind of taking the idea of like a Southern Gothic and things like that, and then basically creating like a bullet pointed list of an aesthetic around this particular thing. So like the Phantom Gothic, one of them is an unfinished fic ends on a cliffhanger. It hasn't been updated since April 1832. The supernatural fans have a gift for everything. This cannot be stopped by mortal means. You begin reading a fic at 4 p.m. When you look up, it is nearly dawn and you don't know what day it is. It's just stuff like that, of just like all these universal fandom experiences presented in this very like serious literary way of the gothic themes. And yeah, I really like it, and everything about it is so real.
I love it. And it's also just such a snapshot of a moment in Tumblr time.
It really is.
Yeah.
There's a mention of Benedict Cumberbatch, who I feel like is not talked about that much on Tumblr anymore, but obviously used to be a main character on Tumblr. So yeah, what about you, Cherokee? What do you have from memory lane?
So I also brought two posts today. So same wavelength, Lauren. The first one is a short post. It is the first thing I ever posted on Tumblr.
Whoa.
Right? Yeah. It was, I posted it on January 18th, 2012, a solid 11 years ago. And it is a very heavily Instagram filtered photo of the ocean that I captioned the West Coast, which is just a very, you know, I think beautiful first Tumblr post. Great place to start.
The aesthetic. I love it. The Instagram filter. It's so 2012. Aesthetic.
Yes. It has like so the frame around it and everything. I love it.
So, oh, yeah.
That, you know, was a great place to start. And then a post that I also shared on the 1/23/17. So we were both sharing that day. Ships in the night, Lauren.
Oh, ships in the night.
And also so similar vibe-wise because...
Yeah. This- I also remember this post.
It's a text post by user Vienna, and it says, "My aesthetic is the kid on the playground who tells all the other kids that Ring Around the Rosie is about the Black Plague."
Incredible. Were you that kid?
Excellent. I absolutely was that kid. Were you that
kid,
Lauren?
Me too. Oh, I was that kid.
So glad
we found
each other.
Truly ship passing. I know.
Ships of the night. So, wow. Beautiful gothic vibes that we were... reblogging on 1/23/17. And we were really in a similar headspace on the 23rd of January, 2017.
Clearly, clearly. Yeah.
Where were you all on January 23rd, 2017? Check your archives and get back to us.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know.
And with that, we roll on over to our feels corner. So what has you in your feels this week, Lauren? What's making you feel all warm and fuzzy?
So I mentioned it at the top of the show, and no, this is not going to be The Last of Us. That just can be an assumption for the next 8 weeks. But Willow.
I was literally about to be like, and is it The Last of Us? Or why is it The Last of Us?
And why is it The Last of Us? No, Willow. Willow is a Disney Plus show a sequel to a 1980s fantasy Lucasfilm movie that I've never seen. But I watched the show, and it's funny because I finished watching it maybe like 2 weeks ago, and it's just been like... kind of like simmering and marinating. And it was one of those shows that, like, you know, we watched the first episode and we're like, this is fun. And then we kind of got distracted with other things. And then we ended up watching episodes like 2 through 10 or however many episodes there were in like 2 days. And it's really fun and funny and heartfelt. Like, it does the thing of like, found family troop going on a quest together, and there's snarky banter, but without being like ironic about it. Like, it's still earnest, mm-hmm. which I think is something that like is really important for me within like the bantery, quippy kind of stuff. Is like, I want it to still feel like that's done out of love and not to like be cool, you know?
Yeah.
And there's two wonderful will they won't theys that I was equally invested in that both culminated in like really interesting ways, and just some really, really great characters. And it's a show that has a rare thing that I haven't experienced in a while, which is that it's got a cast of about 5 or 6 main characters, and all of them are like interesting and fully realized and so well performed and have interesting and fully realized relationships with one another. So yeah, I'm really in my feels about Willow. What about you, Cherokee?
Well, I think I need to start watching Willow. I honestly have really been in my feels about, first off, honestly, the Tumblr community reaction to polls. It's really exciting and like fun to be like watching and be a part of, and just, you know, staff loves you guys. But then also I have been watching, it's like, honestly, it's so funny because you're like, my answer isn't The Last of Us, and my answer is absolutely The Last of Us. Because that's like, I really am trying to think about like, what's the thing right now that every week I'm so excited about and I like can't wait till it comes out. And it's currently The Last of Us. I'm really enjoying it. I do love the like gruff father, like, you know, like found father kind of like on a journey trope, what have you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been really enjoying the series. I don't know if I'm lulled into a false sense of security, but I often do this with shows where I'm like, it's okay. Like, they're the main characters. They'll make it through, which is honestly like me watching Supernatural. So that's kind of like how I've been watching it, but I've really been enjoying it. And then I also Like, I struggled to admit that I'm watching this, but now I've started the sentence. So there's a new show on television. It's called MILF Manor.
Explain yourself. What is this? And how am I not seeing it all over Tumblr already?
Right. So the I think the second episode just came out. It's like, I think it's on like TLC or like one of those. And the plot of the show is they found like 8 self-professed MILFs and like brought them to this like very fancy, like, you know, like resort. And it's supposed to be a dating show, obviously. But, and there's a twist, and they all knew there was a twist, but they didn't know what the twist is. And spoiler, so if you don't want MILF Manor episode 1 spoilers, like, you know, skip forward. The twist is that the contestants are everyone's sons, Lauren.
No, I was so ready to say that. Okay, this is literally a joke show on 30 Rock. It's called MILF Island, and there's a whole, like, 3 episode arc about it. I cannot believe this is real. Oh my, they're sons. Oh my god.
I know. I was...
We've strayed too far from the light.
I know, we really have. I was sitting there saying, I hate this show. This is horrible. When's the next episode? You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go watch the trailer for this immediately.
Yeah. But so anyway, I wouldn't say it has me in my feels in like a positive way, but it's definitely making me feel emotions.
Something. Oh, my goodness.
Mostly shock and disgust. But.
Oh, I feel dizzy. That's so much information.
It really is, Lauren, the kind of show where I'm going to be shocked if it actually like gets to the season finale of season 1. It is.
Yeah. Like truly, what is the,
you know, I wish I could unlearn it, but now I know. So.
And now all of you know, listeners.
Now you all know. So we're so sorry, but do let us know if you watch MILF Manor.
Please, for the love of God.
So yeah, so there's that. All right. Anyway, it's been great chatting with you this week.
And MILFs
always stay in their manor.
Oh God, and on that note... I am Lauren Shippen, and you can find me at thelaurenshippen.tumblr.com, where I will not be blogging about MILF Manor.
I am Cherokee McAnally, and you can find me at chero.tumblr.com, where I absolutely will be blogging about and running polls about MILF Manor. So find me there. This has been Dashboard Diaries, and
may your anons always be loving,
your dash always refreshed,
your gifts always be loading,
and your ships always canon.
May the fics you're reading always be finished,
and the answers you seek always in the reblogs.
Thanks for scrolling with us.